You hold in Daf Yud Gimel of an Aleph, the first Mishnah. Achas lelamed yoim, once in 30 days, is misharen es halishcha. The Beis Din, the Gizbo, used to make a shar, used to make a price, like how much things are worth. And they used to use this price for 30 days. They used to say the wheat is worth this much, the wine, the oil, that's the price. And whenever the Gizbo used to go to buy for the Mizbeach, or to buy for the Karbonis, this is the price that they would charge. Kol ha-mekabel olov lesapeg selosois me'arba. Let's say somebody's mekabel upon himself, he's going to sell to the Gizbor flour. That's four pounds for a dollar. That's what he's mekabel upon himself. So Gizbor said, okay, I'm going to give you a dollar, and you're supposed to give me, now the price is 4 pounds I get for a dollar. Omdu misholosh. And then later it came out that the wheat went up, and for 3 pounds, you have to pay a dollar. In halacha, yisofek midalit. Still, he has to pay 4 pounds to Hegdish. And since Metchila, they made up, you'll pay 4 pounds, even though later, Bishash, you pay the payment, you should only deserve to get 3 pounds, still, yal Hegdish ala yoinim. Hegdish gains on the deal. What about the opposite way? Misholish. At the beginning, 3 pounds was worth a dollar. The yomdo midalit, and then at the time he's supposed to pay up, it was worth 4 pounds, that the wheat went down. We say, yisofek midalit. You have to now, taka b'shas, you're paying, you have to give Hegdish 4 pounds. Why? Shiyad Hegdish al hel yoyna. Hegdish always gains on the deal. His Hegdish can't lose out. So the prices go up, you still have to give them what you mechayv yourself before. If the prices go down, you have to give them the way it's worth right now. What about im his liyoy? Solis. Let's say the flour that you gave over to the Gizbor became wormy, and now the Hegdish can't use it. Is a Sliyaloi, you have to lose out. As even though Hegdish already gave you the money, and by regular person we say, if I give you money for the flour and you bought it, it's your tough. Like your flour got wormy. But a Hegdish, no. If a flour that was given over to Hegdish becomes wormy, the person has to take it back. And Hegdish doesn't lose out. Let's say you sold wine to the Gizbor, and your wine became sour, the wine became sour, hey, like vinegar, his hechmetz loy, you have to lose out. You have to give back Hegdish new wine. The Hegdish, they never lose out, Hegdish. Einoi mekabu moisov, ad shiyah mezbech mratz. Now, it's as if to say that really you don't deserve to get your money until Hegdish mamish uses what you gave him. Until he went on to mezbech, and mezbech is mratzam. If you sold him a korban, you don't get paid until the gizbor, the kohanim, use the behemah. If you gave them a flour, you don't get paid until the gizbor, the kohanim, use the flour from an ochus. Is when the Mizbeach was Maratza, in other words, the Hegdish did what they had to do with it, that's when they get paid. But not before that. Now, like the Mishnah said before, let's say it gets wormy, the flour, so you have to give the money back to Hegdish. Hegdish doesn't lose out. The Gemara says, Tony, we learned B'Shem Reb Shimon. We heard the name of Reb Shimon, different than our Mishnah. That he learns, Miyat Hoyu Makablan Es Mosayin. No, the Gizba used to pay these people right away their money. When the Gizbor would buy flour from somebody, they would give the money for the flour right away. And the pshat is the mechira, the sale took place, and they can't be chazer anymore. Why? For the kahanim's reason, hey, because the kahanim do things very fast. In other words, for sure the kahanim won't let it become wormy, because as soon as they get the flour, they use it right away. So we don't have to be afraid something's going to happen, b'rishus Hegdish. Therefore, the mechira is chal right now. So as soon as Hegdish gives away the money right away, that person, the sale took place. And Mamela, he's a svaro, the kohanim use it right away. But the Gemara says, "Tleichashin and sheyivslo shekhanim's reason heim. We're not afraid. Maybe you'll become wormy, or the behem will be got a balmum. No, kohanim do it fast. They use it up right away. Hadrin alecha perek hatrum. So the Mishnah, Elu hein hamamunim. These are the people that were munah, that appointed people in the Beis Hamikdash. Shoye b'Hamikdash that worked in the Beis Hamikdash. Yoichanan ben Pinchas alachesamis." Yerchanan ben Pinchas took care of the chesamis. That's a type of chesamis means that's the pass. That is when they used to go and buy flour, so they used to have a pass. Like if somebody wanted menadav yain, he wanted to give wine or flour to the Beis Hamikdash. So the do is he would go to Yerchanan and he would pay him money and he would give him a chesam, would give him like a pass. A chesam means a signature on a piece of paper. And then v'hoylach etzem amuna acher, he would go to somebody else and receive the flour that he bought. So the kids, he took care of the passes. If you want to buy flour for the Beis HaMikdash, come to me, give me the money, and I'll give you a pass, a slip, to say that you bought the flour, and you go to somebody else and get the flour. So he took care of all the passes. That's Yechinah ben Pinchas. He was the name he took care of about the Nesachim. Who wants to take care to get the wine, to get the flour for the Nesachim, he took care of it. Whoever wanted to give wine or Shem or the Selis, they gave it through him. Masiyahu ben Shmuel al hapiyosis. He took care of the pious. The pious is the garolis. They used to have a girl, like a lottery, to see which kind of mazrecha to do, which avodah. Like we'll have a Gemara in Yuma about that. So he took care of the girl. Whatever happened to make a girl, like a lottery, to see which kind of mazrecha to do what, he took care of it. Psachya al hakinim. Psach, he took care of the kinim, that's the birds. The mashal, the Anisha, that's the Yeledis, or Anisha, that's the Zava, when she brings the carbon, she has to bring two birds. So he took care of the kinim. Whoever had to buy birds, went to him, he taught them the halachas about it, he told them what to do, which type of birds to use. Psachya zel Mordechai. Psachya, that was Mordechai. Mordechai, tzadik, that was Psachya. V'lomo nikru shmoi Psachya, why did his name was Mordechai? Means Mordechai Vesta, it means Mordechai. Why is he called, why is the name called Psachya? Shoye poseach tvorim v'dorshim. V'yodeya b'shivim loshin. He used to always speak first and give a drosha, and he knew 70 different languages. Not he was a big chochin. He says to the Korban Eidah, Shoye poseach tvorim v'u Mordechai balshoin sholim in agoyla v'nikra kain shoye b'goyla and l'shoyna tzabish k'mafarsh b'gemara.
He used to take care of the Kohanim that used to get sick, have stomach problems. Like we'll see in the Gemara. Since they used to eat so much meat, he used to be like a doctor there, and he used to give them the right refuahs to take, or the right schoolers to take, that their stomach should be alright. Nechunye choifer shichin. Nechunye used to take care to build ditches. They ever had to build something. He was a bucky to know where to dig. They needed water, they needed things. He would take care of digging. Shoyimayim mitzuyin lo regolim. Now, they wanted to make sure there'd be water for the people coming up to the regal. So he knew exactly where to dig the bores so there should be enough water. Kivinei Korus. Kivinei, he was the Korus. Kivinei, that's his name. And he was Machris, like he was the Vekka. He used to wake up the people. We'll see in the Gemara. He was Korus. He used to give the announcements. Ben Gever, that was his name. Al-Nilas Shorin. He used to take care of closing the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. He took care of it. Ben Beivoy Memuna ala Fakia. He was a Ben Boivoy, he took care of Fakia, that's the Psilois. He used to like twirl the wicks for the Neiros. He took care of the Psilois. Ben Arzo ala Tiltzel. Ben Arzo took care of the Tiltzel, that's the timbers, what you call an instrument to make music with. Cymbals. What? Cymbals. Yeah. Hogris ben Levi al-Hashir. He took care of the Shir. He was a very good singer. He was Masada v'Leviim to know when to sing and when to stop singing. Beis Garmoi al-Mais Lechem Aponim. This Beis Garmoi, that the house, they took care of the Lechem Aponim. They knew how to make the Lechem Aponim the right way. They threw a mamuna over the Lechem Aponim. Beis Avtinus al-Mais Akteris. The Beis Avtinus, they took care of the Mais Akteris. They knew how to make the Akteris. V'Elozer al-Aproichis. Eliezer took care, he knew how to make the curtains for the preichis. Or Pinchas Hamalbish. Pinchas, he was a munna, take care, make sure all the kanim had the right begodim. Make sure it fit them all. He took care of the clothing of the big day kohen godol and the big day kohen hedyot. That was Pinchas. Tzadimar. Rabbi Chizkiyo Omer Rabbi Simon. For Rabbonin. That is machloikis here. Chadomach, one says, what are all these names in the Mishnah? Chadomach Kishirei Dor Vador. It's saying over the kosher of people, the tzaddikim of every door. In other words, not that all these mamunah were at the same time in the Beis HaMikdash. No, throughout the generations of the Beis HaMikdash, these were the tzaddikim that the most kosher one that ever took care. Like the most kosher mamunah on the Malbish was Pinchas. The most kosher one on the Preichas was Elazar. They lived at different times. It just means these mamunah were the most kosher ones ever took care of it. So it's Kshirei Dor V'Dor, Bolin Nasaleim. That's what one says. Another one says, Mishoya Boisei Dor Mona Mashe B'dori. They gave, these were the names of the first one to take care of this. like in the Bayi Sheni, when they came up from the Goylam, these were the first ones to take care of these appointments. And those were the names. Lav Dapka, they were tzaddikim. Could be they weren't tzaddikim. We're just mentioning the first set of people that took care. So where it says, Man diyama kishirei kol dor v'dor, the one that says we're mentioning now, the kosher people of each dor v'dor, means the tzaddikim. So all the people now Mishnah were considered tzaddikim then. He's even Beis Avtinus, even Beis Garmoy, like we'll see in the Gemara, the Tzata said they didn't do such good things, but our Mishnahs know they were tzaddikim. Is of the Zoy Bolimnoi Sakula Mwaimer, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. Then all the people, now Mishnah, goes the Zach of Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. The real is the Gemara in Yuma that mentions a certain people there, and at the end it says some of them were tzaddikim, we say Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, and some of them we say the Posit, they're Rishoyim, Vishem Rishoyim Yirka. It's a Gemara in Yuma. So our Gemara, this man Yom holds it, now Mishnah, all the people now Mishnah, for sure with tzaddikim, and it only goes the pasuk zecha tzaddik levrocha. And I there in the Gemara Yuma says that shem reshem yikrav, but it only goes on one person that's not included here, only on one Russia. That's what the carbonator says. Ahod etznan per gimel de Yuma beis garmoi loyrotze lilmoid al mais lechem aponim. They will see in our Gemara also. These people beis garmoi, they didn't want to teach the people about lechem aponim. Beis avtinus loyrotze lamid hugres ben levi o yodei perakashir. They didn't want to teach. The Gemara at the end says, "Al rishoyim uaymer, ya al rishoyim uaymer zecha tzadik levrocham, v'al achreinim uaymer shem rishoyim yirkav." The other Gemara mentions a few names, and some of them are tzadikim, and some of them are rishoyim. Ukomas al Gemara says now, "To leman diyoma dikshei rimono that our Mishnah only says the tzadikim im kain al korach leima the yaf beis gormo beis avtinus hayik sheirim." Even beis avtinus were also tzadikim. Shrei mona tan oisam because our Tana mentions him. V'shem Rishoyim Yirkav, the Gemara in Yuma says there were Rishoyim there. Ah ben Kamsa l'chudikoy. It's only going on ben Kamsa, that's the only one. But all the other ones, like all the names of our Mishnah, were all tzaddikim. Mashenka the Gemara says, man diyoma, but the other man diyoma, learns Pshan our Mishnah. Mishoya boisador mona. We're not mentioning all the tzaddikim, we're just mentioning all the people that were there at the first time of the Beis HaMikdash, the first Mamuna, the first ones to be appointed. So then it's Lav Dafka, they were tzaddikim. It could be some of them were Rishoyim. So then, Mona Mashabdari is Akula Mwaymer, Vishem Rishoyim Yirkav. It could be no, it even goes back to some of the people in our Mishnah that they were considered Rishoyim. V'yalmi Ne'ma Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, and who was it said they were tzaddikim? That's for sure it's Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, Al Ben Kotin Bechaveruv. It only goes to Ben Kotin Bechaveruv. But it's possible to say that the ones mentioned in our Mishnah were considered Rishoyim, and it goes to Posik Vishem Rishoyim Yirkav. Because Amar Reb Yoina, see if the pasuk says, "Lachein achalek loy barabim, v'yasatzumim yachalek shalom." I'll divide up you barabim. So where it says, "Zer Reb Akiva," goes according to Reb Akiva, as he was malamed. They taught shehiskin medrash halachas v'agodas. He was masakin different halachas he put together, different agodas he put together. The pasuk goes talks about Reb Akiva. Like it says, shehiskin medrash, the Karmnader, shedor shenaisim barabim. He used to learn barabim. Whoever is Moisa Nefesh, like Rabbi Kiva, would also have a chelik in Teres Hashem. That's Lulchein Achalik Loi Barabim. I'll be Mechalik Kovid to the people that learn Torah Barabim. The Yeshemim, some say, Eilu Anshek Nesis HaGdoyla Tiknum. That the Halachas and the Midrashos were Anshek Nesis HaGdoyla were Mesakin. Elamah Tikun Zeh, says, so what was Rabbi Kiva Mesakin? Chlolois Uprotis. He was masakin klolois and protis. Like it always says, Rabbi Kiva was derish, klolei halachas protis. It is brought down, Rabbi Kiva was derish, al kol koitz for koitz, tila tilim shel halachas. And every koitz on top of the oasis in the Sefer Torah, he used to darshan a lot of halachas. So now Rabbi Kiva made these, darshan those halachas. Omer Rabbi Avua, see if the pasuk says, mishpachos soifrim is yoshve yavitz. It's the mishpachai soifrim, the mishpachu of soifrim, used to live in Yavitz. The more my time of loyim is soifrim, what does the pasuk mean to call them soifrim? They were soifrim. What do you mean they were soifrim? Elisha also has had Torah, svaris, svaris. Used to make the Torahs like countful. Used to make sipurim, counts of the Torah. Yeah, like we'll soon see. What does that mean? In other words, when they used to learn the Torah, they used to make counts to say how many apply. Like there's a Mishnah in Terumah that says, Chamisha lo yitroinu.
Five people cannot take off truma. Truma sashem. Five people cannot take off truma. Tvorim chayovim. Oh no, forget. Loyitmo truma. Period here. Hey, tvorim chayovim chalom. There are five different types of grains that are chayiv in chalom. Chamesh asara noshim poitras roseim. There are 15 noshim that are potter from yibum. In other words, when they went to say all the mishnayos and the different halachis, they said that they counted the different things, like to make it easier for us to learn. Shloishim v'sheish krisos b'Torah. There are 36 different averis that Yechayev chorus from the Torah. Sholosh asara dover nemru b'nevela soif ha-Torah. There were 13 different halachis that were said about a nevela soif, an earth that's dead, that died, about its nevela, its dead body, that's Torah. Dala dover nezikin. We have a loch about four different types of nezikin. Oves melochos aboyim chos rachas. The melochos by Shabbos are 39. So you see, they went to, that's why they called Sofrim, because when they went to write down for us, they put it down as Sephiris. They counted things for us to make it easier for us to remember. We should know the account. We'll know the 39 lamates melochos. That's how we remember the melochos. Omer Rebbe Elozer. See if the Pesuk says, Li Ezra HaKoyin HaSofer. So it's called Ezra HaSofer. Matam Elohim HaSofer. Then the Pesuk goes on and says a second time in the Pesuk the word Sofer. Why does it say a second time in the Pesuk Sofer? Ela, Kishem Shoye Sofer, B'divrei Torah, the same way Ezra used to count the Torah, to count every single ois in the Torah. Like he was Mesakim, what's a chosa, what's not. He counted every single ois of the Torah. Kachoye Sofer, B'divrei Chachomim. Who then used to count the different Divrei Chachomim? As the Korban Eva says, Shemayna kol oisya sheva Torah, Shebiksav yosa meseris. Ezra made the meseris, what's a chosa, what's not a chosa. Is kachoy and sefer b'divrei chachamim limnois halachas, like we learned before. Also, they used to count. There are five people that cannot take off truma. There are 15 noshim that patet rosei miyibum. He also made counts. Rabbi Chaga b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, for rishonim the frizi gador means that tzaddikim before our times chorshu, they plowed. There's a moshul, they worked very hard to teach us the Torah or to make the Torah easy for us. They like plowed it, vizoru, they planted it, nichashu, kischu, edru, all different ways of cleaning out the fields. Kotsru, they cut it down, imru, they got it together, doshu, they squashed it together, zoru, boru, tochnu, they spread it out, and mevara, they chose the wood ones, tochnu, they grind it up for us, hekidu, akkadu, those type of grinding, loshu, they kneaded it for us. Kitfu, after you have the dough, you smooth out the dough. The off when they baked it. The moshul, they did everything to the Torah to make it easy for us to learn. But still we have nothing to eat. Means we still don't know the Torah the way we're supposed to. And no matter how much they helped us and worked and made the Torah easy for us, still we're far from it. He says, Klaimer, Afal Pisha Rishonim Osu Kola Pulis Lohokul Oleinu. Still, it's very hard for us to understand the Torah the way we're supposed to. With a clear shot. Rabbi Abba bar Yoin bar Bazmina, v'shem Rabbi Zira. In heaven, kadmoyin malachim. If the door before us were considered like malachim, is onu b'nei enish. Then our door, our generation right now, is considered like b'nei yodim, like a regular person. V'in heaven b'nei enish. But if the people before us, the generation before, was considered like people, anan chamorin. We're considered like a chamor, like a donkey. That's all. In other words, he meant to say how much less we became than the door before us. Says, imhoyu rishonim malachim, onu b'nei yodim. Avol imhoyu, hein b'nei yodim, anachnu kechamorin. L'roi p'tichoseinu. In order to show how much downfall we came. Every door becomes less and less and less. Because the pshat is, by Torah, the Torah was given from Shemayim, and it was given by Har Sinai. So the further away we are from Har Sinai, the less and less we get. Omer Rabbi Mona, Pihi Shosa Amrin, at that time it was said, famous word, that Afilu Kechamarte Deret Pinchas Ben Yoyer, that we are not even considered as Choshev, as the donkey of a Pinchas Ben Yoyer. What was the Maisa there? Lo Yidminin Chamarte Deret Pinchas Ben Yoyer. It once happened, we're not doyma, we're not like even the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer. What was the maestro with his pinky, with his donkey? Is chamata the Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer. Hey, it's his donkey. Ginavte listoi. Some ganovim stole it. They stole it away from Rav Pinchas.
Balaila at night time, is of this Tamira Kabon Tlosinyon. So these Ganovim hid the donkey for 3 days by them. And the donkey didn't want to eat anything by the Ganovim. His face was gezel, he was afraid they didn't take off Trumas Amaisers. The donkey didn't want to eat anything there. Basat Losayom, after 3 days, Imluchon, the Ganovim decided, Marzarto, let's return this donkey already. Amri Afki, because they're afraid the donkey will die by them, he doesn't want to eat this donkey, and they'll be caught then. So the figure is Kedai to let it go free already, let him go back home. As Amri Afkinon Midhocha, let the donkey go free from here. Tloitemus Gabon, he shouldn't die by us. Is Afkuna, so let him go free. Ozles Vakamto, come to lay, Altoria Demora. So he went back to the doorstep of Rapinchas Ben Yoyim. Shayus Minhakis. He was like making screaming. The donkey like scream, open up, let me in. Omalon Pischon Ador. So Rapinchas Ben Yoyim said, okay, open the door for the Chamor. Alufta the Ispe Tlosin Yoimin Tloitoy Meklum. Like Rapinchas Ben Yoyim understood already that his Chamor didn't eat for 3 days. So he told the people, open up the door, and I let the Chamor come in. They didn't eat for 3 days. Like, give them something to eat for summer. Is Poskin law, so they opened up the door for him. The Yolis law, the Chamor came in. Omaloin, Yoyev lo klum, Omaloin, Yoyev lo klum, Techu. They said, Pinchas Ben Yoyim said, give him to eat. Is Yoyevim kumei sarim. So they put in front of the donkey, sarim, some barley. For Leboyis lamechel, and the donkey still won't eat it. Is Amun le Rebbe, Leboyis lamechel. So they told Reb Pinchas Ben Yoyim, your donkey doesn't want to eat. Is Omalahun, so Pinchas Ben Yoyim asked these people, Misaknun Inun, did you make it nice? Did you take all the psalas out of the barley? Maybe there's dirt in the barley, he doesn't want to eat the dirty barley. Is Omalah in? Yeah, sure, he made it very nice. Nice, clean barley, nothing wrong with it. Is Omalahun, so Pinchas Ben Yoyim asked the people then, V'yarmisun Demayan, did you take off Demay from this barley? Like Mistam, you bought the barley from an Amoritz, and the Loch Ridz is Chayiv and Demay. Did you take off Demay first before you gave it to my donkey to eat? Is Omalay loin? They said no, we didn't take off Demay from this, the Suffolk from Mithras. Why not? Valkane Alfun Rebbe, because you yourself, with Pinchas Ben Yoyim, you taught us that the Loch is like this. Halakeach Zera Labema. If somebody goes and buys food for his animal, Kemach Loiris, or else you buy wheat flour to put into your skin, not for eating purposes, but you want to put it to work over the skin. Shemen Laor, you buy oil just to use for light. Is potim in Adamai. The law is in such cases, since you didn't buy it, you yourself eat, you put him taken off the mai. So Mizoy here, we're giving this barley to your chamor, he's an animal, so we put him taken off the mai. That's why we didn't take off the mai. Is Amalun, so Pinchas Ben Yoyim answered back, Ma nevid law, la hade alufto, what can I do about my like chamor here? Dihi machmarto agarme. That my chamor is machmir upon himself. He doesn't want to eat this barley. Calls him on you to take off the mai yet. Is sagin v'yarminu demayin. So go ahead and take off the mai from this barley. V'yachalta. And then the chamor went to eat it. This was the meister with the chamor, the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yoyim. He was machmir upon himself not to eat the barley even after 3 days. Not eating, ad kerekach. Is halavai, we should be like that. After 3 days of eating, not to eat something that's awesome. That's what we meant to say, that if the Fridi Gador was still like Anoshim, we're not still like Chamor, we're still like Chamor, but not even like the Chamor for Pinchas Ben Yoyim. How great this person was, that Paseach Dvorim V'Dorshin, his Psach Yom, he was the one that took care of the kingdom. And he was a very big chokhem, a smart person. Was saying how great he was always paseach tvarim v'dorshin. He always used to darshin first. And also, of course, he had to be a big chokhem to take care of the kingdom. That's one of the shver halochis, to know which birds, what type of birds, the different you need for the kabonis. So that was a big chokhem. So he took care of it. Yeah. Yeah, and also, yidei v'yayin loshin. He knew 70 different languages. Moratoni, we learned. Sanhedrin, Sheyeshbo, Shinayim. Sheyecholam Ladabir. If you have two people in the Sanhedrin that know how to talk all 70 languages, the Kulam Ruyin Lishmoya, and all the other people in Sanhedrin, they could just hear, they understand the different languages, but they themselves can't talk it. Harezu Ruyin Sanhedrin. That's right to be a Sanhedrin.
So even though it's a din, you have to be able to speak all 70 languages, it doesn't mean everybody in the Beis Din, in the Sanhedrin, has to be able to speak it. It's enough if just two people can speak all 70 languages, providing the other people at least understand it. Like it says, Shudei Ladaber, B'Shivim Loshen, Ruyin L'Shemaya Shehen Mevinim, Shivim Loshen, Afa Pishen Yad Mohashiv. The other people is enough just to understand, even though they can't talk it. They're Roy, that's called the Beis Din already. What about Gimel? Let's say you have three people in the Beis Din that know how to talk 70 languages. Harezu Beinus. That's called the middle type of the Beis Din. It's a little bit more Choshev. That's a middle type of the Cheshivas of the Beis Din. Dalid. What about you have four people in the Beis Din that know how to talk all 70 languages? Harezu Chochma. That's called the Chochma. That's called the Beis Din, a smart Beis Din. If you have four people know how to talk 70 languages. Over Yavne Hoya Bo Dalid. And in Yavna they had this, they had four people that could talk all 70 languages. Ben Azai, Ben Zoimo, Ben Chachinoi, Friabloze, Ben Masia. Romer Rav Chizda, Pam Achas, Yoshua, Yopshe, Eretz Yisrael. One time there was like a big hunger, all the crop dried out in Eretz Yisrael. For Lo Yoda Mehechen Lovi Yomer. They didn't know where to get the Yomer this year. Like we learned before, the Yomer, that's the barley, that you have to bring for carbon on the second day Pesach, it has to come from barley that was grown in Eretz Yisrael. You can't take it from out of Eretz Yisrael, and you can't take it from last year's crop. It has to be from crop that grew this year. So now, this year, the whole Eretz Yisrael dried up, so they didn't think there's any barley around, so they got worried, where are we going to have barley to make the Yomer? There was one person there that couldn't talk. He was an Ilan. He ain't a shemei, ain't a medavri. He couldn't hear and he couldn't talk. He couldn't communicate. Elo deheve yoyev chad yodei agagos. But this person, with his hand, one hand he pointed up to the roof, vechad yodei atzrifin, and one hand he pointed to the tents. A tzarif is like a sukkah that's like a tent, that the gag, the top of the tent, comes to a point. Hey, that's what the guy pointed to. He pointed to with one finger top of a roof, and the other finger he pointed to the top of a tent. That's what he was doing. Is So the people didn't know what he was talking about, this guy. He couldn't talk. So they brought him in front of the Chochem Psachia to ask him, what is he talking about? It is Omelos, of Psachia asked the people, if Asur, do you have a place, the Miskarya Gagas Trifim, or Trifim Gagas, is there any place around here in Eretz Yisrael that's called Trifim Gagas or Gagas Trifim? Is Aslas, they found out, yeah, there's a place. Is Aslas Tamon, they went to that place, Vyashkechon. And at that place they found the Yomer, they found barley growing there. That's what this Ilam wanted to tell them. That in this place called Trifim Gagos is where barley is grown. So he was a tremendous Chochim Psachiyot to understand this. Omer Rabbi Yosef, another Maisap in Omer Rabbi Yosef, Bei Rebbe, Bun. Pa Machas Nishtav Kol Olam Kulei. Once it happened also, all the crop of the whole world came out, was locked. Something happened to it, it all got ruined. V'lo Yehoyu Yoydin Mehechen Lovi Yomer. And the people got scared this year. We don't know where to bring the carbon oimer. We don't know where to get barley that was grown in Eretz Yisrael. This year, all the crop was ruined. They have a tamon chadilam. Again, there was one person that was deaf and dumb. For they have a yoyev yodei al einai. He put one hand on his eyes. For yodei al sukhra. And the other hand he put on a sukhra, which is, it says, chur sheb mezuzay tadelis. That's the hole on the bottom of the door. Sheboy chaysim and abriach linom. That's where you put the bar to lock the door. A hole in the door where you put the lock in, put the bar in to lock the door. That's where he was pointing. So they didn't know what he meant. Is Aisyuno Legabe Psachia. Again, they brought him to Psachia. Omalun, so Psachia asked the people, Is Asra, is there any place? The Miskere, I Ayin Soicher, Oi Soicher Ayin, is there any place that's called this name, Soicher Ayin or Ayin Soicher? The Oslan, they went there, Tamon, they went to their place. And in that place they found barley. So again, he was a Chochem Psachia, and that's what Elam meant to tell them. Another Dabar Chochma was Gimel Noshim Heviu Kineim. Three different ladies came and brought their kabonis, brought their bird that they're supposed to bring for the kabonis. Is Achas Emeris once said, Leonosi. That's what she said, Leonosi. We'll soon see what it means. V'yachas semeres limosi. One said limosi. V'yachas semeres, one said lizivosi. They said the reasons why they're bringing this karbonis. That's nafkamina for what purpose she's bringing the birds. Like we'll soon see. Certain times, one is an oiler, one is a chatis. And certain times, they're both oilers. So So we have to know for what purpose, what's the reason she's bringing these birds.